The Quai Branly Jacques Chirac Museum in Paris has moved slightly off its usual anthropological and ethnological centre for its latest exhibition, which is a focus and food for thought about racial segregation and how it relates to art. It's called The Colour Line. As the exhibition's curator Daniel Soutif explained to me, this is a three-word title that says much more.
It has been used for the first time in printed context by Frederick Douglass in 1881 when he published an article with that title. And it was also used by Du Bois in the famous Souls of Black Folk book in 1903. And when he said the problem of the color line would be the problem of the 20th century. But at the same time, when you say it for a French audience, it means also a story of color, you know. It means also a story of painting. Also, you have an African-American president, and you could think the story now is closed. It's past, but it's not. And, you know, it means something. There is something wrong. There is something which is really sick in the society. But we should be careful because we have not exactly the same problem in Europe, for sure. But we have a lot of problems also. And we have not to be proud, and we have not to give lesson. And this exhibition doesn't want to give a lesson of this kind.
The exhibition is chronologically laid out, starting in 1865 with the War of Secession, the abolition of slavery and the segregation laws, and goes right up to today. There are 600 works and documents, many documents. So as well as being an art history exhibition, it is also full of socio-political historical references and documents, even with newspaper cuttings or cartoons. Soutif, who is a former head of the Pompidou Centre, a modern art, performing art and library in Paris, chose to mix a range of arts, painting, sculpture, music, singing, film and writing, all illustrating the kind of discrimination that African Americans have faced over time in the US since the abolition of slavery. And it's open to everybody. It includes plaques of pictures in relief for visually impaired visitors, accompanied by an audio explanation.
His right hand is picking the strings, while his left hand presses on the strings of the neck, just next to the old man's left hand. Both seem to be concentrated.
You can listen to extracts from the works of African American writers, whose stories are linked to works by visual artists.
And the exoticism. His character, Banjo, invites readers to react, if only through his favourite jazz refrain, Shake That Thing.
Some of the artists or subjects of the artwork, actors like Sidney Poitier or Michael Jackson the singer or Louis Armstrong, Billie Holiday the jazz singers or painters like Jean-Michel Basquiat or writers like Richard Wright, may be well known in France. Many are not. The French link, however, is obvious in works with banjo with its Marseille connection, but also earlier works like the painting of the banjo player by Henry Ossawatana. His Resurrection of Lazarus won the top prize in the Paris Salon of 1897 and is today part of the Musée d'Orsay collection. There's also much to learn about the representation of African Americans at the Universal Exhibition of 1900, also held in Paris.
French as a country, French intellectual, and the African-American community, artist, musician, was born even before the First World War. You take an artist like Henri Ossawatana. Henri Ossawatana was a very good painter, but he was confronted to segregation and to not very nice people in the academy in Philadelphia. So very soon he decided to come to France, and he was immediately recognized. He had a painting in the Salon, the famous banjo lesson. You know, he died in France in 1937, and he's buried in France. Black people were much more accepted. I don't say that there is no racism in France. That would not be true. But in the artistic community, it was possible to be a black man and to be working normally.
One section of the exhibition, The Colour Line, focuses on African Americans in the First World War, and the role of the French in emancipating Americans of African descent is also underlined. Daniel Soutif again.
A lot of them stayed in France. You have one, for instance, in the show, that's a new discovery, Albert Alexander Smith, and he was to become one of the important artists of the Harlem Renaissance. And that guy came for the first time in France with the army. And in the show, you will see 30 drawings that this guy made when he was still in the army in France. And I discovered them just recently in a French museum, Besançon. This guy spent all his life in France. He died in France in 40, and he was making his living like a musician, not like a painter. And he was mostly a painter. The banjo playing was the way he was making his living. But he was sending drawings in the States to the magazines like Crisis, Opportunity. And he painted a lot also. And now he's one of the painters who are in the Metropolitan or other important museum. It was okay to live here. He had probably not a lot of problem, but he was not recognized like an artist here, just a musician.
A space is also reserved for the so-called Harlem Renaissance, the later name given to an urban African-American arts movement which spread beyond the New York City area. Post-First World War artist Archibald J. Motley Jr.'s 1929 Tongues, Holy Rollers oil painting of a lively prayer meeting is one example of that movement on show at the Quai Branly. Soutif says some things have really changed.
After the scandalous Metropolitan Exhibition, Harlem on my mind, it's 1969 exactly. It started like a small wave at the beginning, but the wave was continuous. And so in the 80s, you could see from time to time a personal show in the Whitney or somewhere. But in the 90s and in the beginning of the 2000s, it was really becoming stronger and stronger. And when the Obama presidency, it was 2007 if I don't mistake, something really changed evidently, because the museum started to think, we don't have any African-American artists in our collection. And so they decided to buy to, you know, the Detroit Museum of Fine Arts decided to have an African-American section 15 years ago. And now you see that last year the Metropolitan bought one Aaron Douglas, and at the same time that the National Gallery of Art was buying another one. It's a pair, those two paintings. And there is the African-American Museum that opened in Washington.
Marrying art, art history and social comment, the colour line goes a long way, and it's not a straight line. Daniel Soutif, who also curated the Jazz Century at the Quai Branly in 2009, has, we might say, walked the colour line.
When I was preparing the Jazz Century show that I presented in Italy first and in the Quai Branly in 2008, 2009, when I had the first idea of the Jazz Century, I didn't know anything about black American artists. I should tell the truth. I was thinking Mondrian, I was thinking Jackson Pollock, I was thinking, you know, the famous artist that everyone knows and that may have a relation with the jazz musician and the jazz music. But when I started to work on that project, after a while, I was seeing new names for me appearing, you know, Aaron Douglas, Jacob Lawrence, Romare Bearden, Norman Lewis, artists that I didn't know. And I tried to integrate some of those artists in the project. But working on the project, I understood that that was a very, very important line of art.
The museum felt that since the end of slavery in the US, and particularly in the last 30 years since the end of the 20th century, African-American artists have been metaphorically and probably literally as well undersold in Europe. The Colour Line exhibition shows some works for the first time in France and may end up being a trailblazer. But most of all, it's a reminder that art knows no boundaries, and unless exceptional historical circumstances demand it, the identity of the artist is immaterial, metaphorically and literally. Well, that's all we have time for this week in Arts in France. Don't forget you can check the details of this and other Paris exhibitions in RFI's six-month Life and Arts pick on www.rfienglish.com. Look in the culture section. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, from me, Rosalind Hyams, goodbye.
Boys, get the pony and bring him round the corner. I'm riding off to Georgia, boys, it's goodbye forever. I've got a little home to go to. 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 I've got a little home to go to.
Everybody, Ebony Hillbillies.